We are very excited as we begin our Tuesday here to have the new president of Michigan State University join us, Kevin Guskowitz, joining us live this morning. Mr. President, welcome to JR Morning.
Thanks, Guy. It's great to be with you this morning.
It's a difficult day, and we're going to kind of pivot back and forth between covering the breaking news. We're so excited for you to arrive on campus. We know there's been a lot of fact-finding on your part, talk to a lot of students, talking to administrators. What's the most interesting thing or maybe an aha moment that's occurred as you've gotten to know Spartan Nation?
Well, I've been out on this listening and learning tour. I think I've got about 14 or 15 stops in. It's going to be a 48 stop tour. And, you know, I think I've just been so impressed by the passion and love for this place. The students are very curious. You know, most of the students I'm meeting are they have a major, a minor, or a double major. They're curious, and the world class faculty here are solving some of the biggest challenges that our nation faces, that our world faces, and I think one of my goals is going to be to try to start amplifying more of the positive things that happen here because there's so much good, but too often people get caught up in the noise and some of the negativity, and so that's what I'm excited about, and it's just an incredible place. And the alumni are incredible too. I've had a chance to get out to see a lot of them, and they're excited about the future of Michigan State.
Sir, you're getting to know the faculty and the students, and everyone's getting to know you. You published over 200 peer-reviewed papers in the areas of sports medicine and neuroscience. That's amazing, and you've won multiple awards and influenced concussion guidelines in the NFL and NCAA.
Yeah, I've come up through the academy, and I think that's important whenever you're leading an institution like this, a major research institution, and I'm proud of the work that we've done in the sport concussion area, and I had an opportunity back, I guess, starting around 2010 to 2017 to sit on the NFL's concussion committee, and I think we did some really good things in helping to protect players at all levels of play by changing some of the rules and building out the concussion protocol. So proud of that work. And we're doing some good concussion work research here at Michigan State as well. And that was one of the things that attracted me to the position.
Mr. President, we're excited down here in the new center area. You know, collaborations with institutions like Henry Ford signify MSU's commitment to expanding research and community engagement efforts. How do you foresee these partnerships contributing to the university strategic objectives and enhancing the impact on a broader community?
Yeah, Lloyd, the Michigan State Health Sciences and Henry Ford Healthcare partnership is really important to us here. This is sort of reimagining how we think about, innovate, and deliver health and wellness to our communities. And the surrounding Detroit, Metro Detroit community is critically important to Michigan State. We want to be there to help, and I think through a joint research enterprise with a premier cancer center and a focus on academic, medical, and health education for the future, this partnership's going to really be important. And we're doing this in Detroit, where we've got a partnership out in Grand Rapids called the Medical Mile, where a lot of our faculty are housed. And so I'm proud of the fact that Michigan State's covering so many different regions across the state to touch down and create these partnerships to really help the people of Michigan.
We know that operating a med school is a pretty expensive proposition. How does this help you reduce those costs, but also take your mission into the regions where you can best impact taxpayers and residents?
Yeah, I think, again, did you say med school or vet school?
Med school. Well, you got both.
Right.
We do, and I just wanted to be sure I heard you guys. And it's I'm proud. We have two. We have a College of Human Medicine, and we have a College of Osteopathic Medicine. We're training a lot of physicians, healthcare providers. There's a shortage of healthcare providers across the nation right now. And Michigan State University is putting doing their best effort to put those clinicians out across the state, across the country, and nursing shortage as well. We've got an incredible nursing school here that I had a chance to visit 2 weeks ago, and and they're passionate about what they're doing, and we have to change the way we educate today. Their simulation rooms, we've renovated a large facility here on the campus around simulation for training nurses. But funding is important. You mentioned the taxpayer dollars that come to Michigan State. I had a chance to meet with several legislators and the governor last week, and we've got to continue to make a strong case for the state appropriation to keep these programs strong and recruiting the best and brightest to the programs.
We're talking with the brand new Michigan State University president, Kevin Guskowitz. And sir, you came here about a year after a very traumatic event that happened on campus. How do you inspire the students and tell them that this campus is safe moving forward?
Well, there's nothing more important than the health and wellness and safety, James, of our students. And so, we have to continue to follow best practices. There's a lot that was learned from the February 13th event of 2023. As you know, we held an anniversary to memorialize that event and those who were tragically who we lost in that event and several others who were injured. And so we have to continue to work closely with our public safety officials, police department to continue installing every safety measure. We're just installing new camera systems, improving lighting on campus, improving our communication systems for active shooter awareness, et cetera. So, and sadly, this is happening across the country. I had a situation at UNC Chapel Hill this past August. So I come with some experience in this space.
Yeah, far too common and far too much familiarity. President Kevin Guskowitz, we will continue our conversation. Affordability and enrollment challenges at universities throughout the nation. How is Michigan State going to confront them under this new administration? We will tackle that and much more as JR Morning continues after this. We are pleased to continue our conversation with the Michigan State President, Kevin Guskowitz, who is still newly minted president at one of our most important universities here in the state of Michigan. I got to ask you, when you met Alan Haller, the new the athletic director, you kind of had crossed paths before. Tell me that story.
Yeah, I worked for the Pittsburgh Steelers back in the early 90s as an athletic trainer, and Alan was a rookie. Came in 92, and so we did cross paths, and we reminded each other of it, back a few months ago after I had accepted the job. And so I told him, I said, there's a good chance that I taped your ankles or treated your, some injury that you might have had back in the day. I headed off that end of that summer to go to the University of Virginia to start my doctoral work. So we weren't there together for long, but probably 4 or 5 months. But Alan's a great guy doing a really good job here leading Spartan Athletics.
But as a rookie taping his ankles, he treated you pretty well. That could be kind of awkward if he'd done the star, the power trip
Diva
thing.
Yeah.
Yep. But a lot of fun in thinking back on that. Everything's come full circle.
Mr. President, the recent recommendation to refer misconduct allegations against certain board members to Governor Whitmer, it really underscores the importance of governance and accountability within the university. How do you plan to work with the stakeholders to ensure the transparency and integrity and effective leadership at all levels at MSU?
Yeah, I think transparency and trust building is really important. It's part of what I've been discussing on this listening and learning tour. And I want to ensure the community that these are priorities for me. It's what the community deserves. If we're going to move forward as a leading global public research university. And so I think part of it is, getting through this 100-day, sort of my 100-day plan with getting out, getting to know folks, getting a better understanding of the financial health of the institution. Because so often the trust and transparency comes down to the resources that are available, because everybody's trying to do their best to remain competitive against our peers. And there's always a need for more resource. And so I'm going to really provide a lot of transparency around that, and we'll build trust. And our board of trustees are alongside me for this in terms of moving the plan forward and staying true to our MSU 2030 strategic roadmap.
Let's talk about athletics. By the way, I'm from Pittsburgh, so I appreciate your background. But you know,
Steelers.
Yeah, go Steelers. We have some problems, but anyway, I digress. athletics at Michigan State, huge, and Tom Izzo is kind of the guy on campus. Do you have a relationship yet with him? And was there a little thorniness there because they just played North Carolina?
Yeah, so Coach Izzo and I have developed a really strong relationship, partnership. He was on a search committee for the president's position here, and he I think we hit it off right from the get-go. And he and Roy Williams, the longtime head basketball coach at UNC, are good friends. And Roy called me at one point back in late November, and he said, Coach Izzo would like your cell phone number. Is it okay to give it to him? I said, well, Coach, you tell me if it's okay to give Coach Izzo my cell phone number. And he said, absolutely. They're very close friends. And that allowed Coach and me to develop a relationship. He loves this place and cares deeply about it. He's regarded as one of the key leaders on the campus. And so I'm really excited about working alongside him. Yes, we did play the Tar Heels this weekend and came up short. My phone blew up whenever the NCAA pairings came out and saw that we were going to have a chance to match up against them in the second round. But I know Coach will get team ready. I know he's already out recruiting, and he's a true Spartan, as you know.
I'm sure you weren't conflicted in the least, Mr. Yeah, right. President.
Well, I said the safest place for me to be last Saturday was right here in East Lansing, cheering on our gymnastics team and our hockey team.
There you go.
That's right.
Yeah.
Both of them won Big Ten championships on Saturday. So
yeah,
it was a great day for for some of our Olympic sports.
And
teams.
I think your hockey team's number one seed, if I'm not mistaken. Got to ask you, enrollment is obviously a key question for so many universities. You are doing better than most. You had a near record fall class. But our enrollment in four-year institutions in the state of Michigan has risen only 1% in the past year and hasn't grown very much prior to that. How do we solve that? What have you learned both at Chapel Hill, but while you've been here in the state of Michigan, that could make investing in a college education not just more affordable but more necessary to state residents?
Yeah, it's a great question. And higher ed in general is concerned about this because there's what we're describing as an enrollment cliff that's approaching, meaning that the college-age eligible individuals to enroll in college is declining slightly over the next 10 to 12 years. And so everybody's trying to best position themselves to compete for those students who are going to be applying and ultimately enrolling in college. For us here, I think it's about preparing students, having programs that can prepare students for careers and jobs that don't even yet exist today. I told our incoming class last year at UNC, and I'll say the same thing to the group here, and just listening to her, I've been talking a bit about it. Students are going to be graduating in the next, this coming class here. They're going to graduate April 26th of 2024, but they're going to be retiring from their careers and jobs around the year 2074. So think about that. What jobs and careers are going to be, we're going to have, in 50 years from now. So I'm proud of the fact that our faculty here are committed to being creative and innovative and preparing, having curricula that prepares students for those jobs. And I think we'll continue to be attractive to students who apply to college.
How committed, Mr. President, are you to continuing to have diversity among students on campus?
It's critically important, and I'm really excited that that's a priority for Michigan State and for the state of Michigan. There are some states, as you know, around the country that have been pushing back on diversity, equity, and inclusion, and that's not the case here. I think that your curriculum, you can have the best curriculum in the country, but it's those different lived experiences of students and faculty that show up in a classroom that allow the curriculum to come to life and help prepare our students for, really to be a part of a thriving democracy whenever they've graduated. And so I'm proud of the fact that we're committed to diversity, equity, and inclusion, and it'll remain that way under my leadership.
We welcome you to the state of Michigan. Have you moved in fully? Do you need any restaurant recommendations?
I'll always take restaurant recommendations. We are fully moved into the Kohl's house here right in the center of campus, and I'm only a short walk away from Grand River Avenue with some fun restaurant, college-style restaurants. But I'm always willing to get out and explore, so please send the recommendation.
There's a lot of options here in Detroit. We'll let you know.
Great. I was looking forward to getting over. We had an alumni event over in Birmingham, I think on my third day. My wife and I were there, and it's a lot of proud alums, over 100,000 alums and growing that are living in the metro Detroit area.
I've talked to a few of them that have had the pleasure of meeting you, and they are impressed, excited, enthusiastic about the years ahead at Michigan State University with you at the helm. Kevin Guskovich, we thank you so much for sharing your time with us this morning on JR Morning.
Thanks for having me. It's been
all
fun.
Right. Do take care. And obviously with our partnership with Michigan State, wish him and the Spartans nothing but success. The latest on the bridge collapse in Baltimore when we come back.